What is up, American Horror Story fans? We are talking about the finale of Season 6, Roanoke, Chapter 10. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, American Horror Story fans? Welcome to... Okay, what's up?
Hey.
All right.
Don't let me down. It's a little ironic, no?
Yeah, there we go. All right, unintentional, but sure, we'll go with that. Welcome to the after show for Season 6. This song is tripping me out. I'm sorry. For Season 6, Episode 10, Chapter 10 of Roanoke. I am Elena Jordan. I'm your host, and today I am joined by my phenomenal panel.
Hey guys, I'm Kelly McInerney. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo.
Hey guys, I'm Michelle Madison. Follow me on Instagram, Michelle_MadisonTV.
What's up, everyone? This is Zach Kelch. You can follow me at Zach Kelch on social media platforms.
All right, let's dive right on into this episode.
As we're clubbing out.
Hey.
Chainsmokers, I love ya.
Turn that music down a little bit if we want.
We need some happy music to get us going right now.
I'm curious about this video, though.
Okay.
Hey. Oh, we got lights at the club.
Are we punks right now?
Yeah, what is
it's
happening?
Cool.
Ashton.
I am more confused by what is happening right now than I was by the episode. And
yes.
I was pretty confused by the episode. We don't have our intro music. We got some Chainsmokers music video tonight. Why not?
Yeah. We're celebrating the end of an era.
I guess so.
Sure. Okay. Why not?
This episode, though.
Yeah, this was an interesting
a
one.
Head scratcher.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, a lot of confusing things happened this episode as well, so I guess that was an appropriate intro. Yeah. We had several different shows and different formats that made an appearance on this one.
Mm-hmm. Didn't like any, though, you know?
I will say, I won't say that, because I did really like the Trixie Mattel... Trixie Mattel,
where?
My favorite queen at the very, very beginning of the episode.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Our bad.
So I love Trixie, sorry, mm-hmm. but shout out to all my fellow Trixie fans. So, starts with saying their nightmare was our dream.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find out that this is, I guess, pre-season 2. We're getting a little flashback to Paley Fest,
mm-hmm.
March 15th, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was, that was an interesting little setup there.
Just call it like it is, but it was cheesy.
It was really cheesy. But I think it was intentionally cheesy.
Yeah, that girl with that accent.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, when you do cheese, like, I don't know, when you do cheese, like, I always think of when people say it's cheesy or whatever, but it, like, something like Heathers is a classic thing that is cheesy and does it well.
Because
it's tongue-in-cheek, and it's making these characters that cheese works in this world. They're putting these cheesy characters in the real world, so it doesn't work. It's just as dumb and overplayed.
Well, it's... Every time they have
throw-in...
Did you
hear what he said? He said dumb and overplayed.
That
was so harsh.
It's true, though.
I'm sorry. That,
look at you.
That first commercial break of them doing that panel and then Audrey being like, oh, do you really love me?
I love that part, though.
But I almost feel like that was on purpose. Like, I think it was, like, a tribute to kind of what we've been saying, like, the cheesy... With the girl with the accent who's like, I'm from London. And then she's, like, Scottish.
Scottish, then also, like, Southern.
I think that was intentional. I think that was almost a little, like, what up that they were throwing to some of the critics for, you know, some different things in the show. I know a lot of people have been calling out some of the accents on the show, so I think that was kind of like a...
So they're making fun of us.
But maybe do it better.
Almost.
Like, this was just, like, uncomfortable to watch. Kind of like, is this supposed to be funny? Because I don't like it,
yeah,
you know?
I mean,
like
I do, yeah,
story.
Like, because I feel like I probably sound like this huge, like, anti-Ryan Murphy person, which I'm not at all. I do like Scream Queens a lot and what it does there with camp.
Uh-huh.
But, like, this... This
was, like... American Horror Story's Sharknado. That's how I felt about it.
That's actually kind of a good comparison.
Feels like it should have been like on Sci-Fi or Chiller.
Yeah. Well, it's because it was, I think it was trying to do a Cabin in the Woods where it was supposed to be like a reference to all of the different horror movies.
But even Cabin in the Woods was like good.
Cabin in the Woods did it very well.
This the thing that I think would be the major argument between this and Cabin in the Woods is, though, like, because that they pick these, like, different almost sub-genres and different sections of the show and production value kept changing, I think that's maybe why you're, as a viewer, you're more noticing when something doesn't land as well as other moments, because Cabin in the Woods is a it's consistent across the board of what it is, how it looks, how it's filmed.
The format makes
the format. And then this show, because we're switching intentionally so much, which I did like, it is going to make the viewer more hyper aware when these changes happen.
Yeah. But, and, I mean, there were very obvious references, like the Jason when he, like, pulls up, like, the big machete, which, you know, that is, that's a clear reference. I mean, it's right off the poster.
Yeah, no questioning that one.
So, I mean, it's kind of like how we've been analyzing some of them that are like, oh, this is a reference to it. I think in that moment, setting it up with that, where it's like, I mean, hey, it expect, I think it was almost the writers being like, okay, expect this to be a cheesy episode. That we've kind of, you know, because we've had the ones where they've had kind of the hokey thing and then it switched. I think that that was supposed to be kind of the setup. Here's our little Jason. Here's our slasher movie.
Oh, speaking of, did you show off the purse?
Oh, yeah.
For those of you just listening, Alana has bought an
a tribute to the butcher bag.
Yeah, she has a butcher clutch.
That has some nice little red accents.
With matching earrings.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be your Vanna Black tonight.
There you go.
That's good. That's good.
I love it. Yeah, so I have my own butcher purse to slit my own neck. Because
the butcher probably wanted to slit her own neck.
Because, you know, we all died a little bit various episodes.
Especially this one, though, you know.
Yeah, this one we all kind of were.
Right.
Yeah.
What was our next show in this episode?
The next one, well, we get the YouTube reaction. So we have the Paley Fest thing. Then next we get the YouTube reactions where we have both the girl with
the terrible accent.
Who was asking the questions, the Paley Fest fan, saying, you know, we thought the second season was really exploitative. That's how we know that we've moved forward in time. And that it's now after the second season. Then we see the last remaining Polk doing his confessional on YouTube, too. Which, that is one thing that I'm sorry. What?
You know, that I like his views. He had like 15 views.
Oh, you paid attention to that? I am back to how did they get Wi-Fi or signal?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, high-speed internet. And you know, like, Mama had the password. She's dead.
Yeah, she has everything.
This little Polk boy. That's like, what is he? Yeah.
There's no way she could have that password. Also, their password was probably like 17 letters and numbers, just all disconfigured. Yeah. He doesn't know how to put that in there.
Yeah. No, come on now. Even if it was words, he wouldn't know what they said. He, poor little Polk.
Maybe he just has a phone that's just automatically connected to YouTube or whatever. You know, the 4G. He's got that 4G on his phone.
That's great. And he probably took the YouTube, the Uber.
With that guy.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, how does he know his way around the big city?
Well, that's the other thing. Did I miss that? Did it say where the interview was happening with Lana?
No.
That's what I'm like, how did he know?
He's not that smart.
There's a few things that I'm like, okay. But, okay, so we get the next, we have the one show, we have the little YouTube things, but then we get a full-fledged, okay, we have references to My Roanoke Nightmare and 3 Days in Hell, Return to Roanoke. Now Cracked is doing an episode.
Punked, and I know that's an MTV reference.
It's like this whole...
Yeah. So, it's like a true crime kind of a story thing. Mm-hmm. So they're basically now we're getting all the backstory.
Mark Phillips from the DA is wanting to prosecute for three
people.
It's very
OJ-ish.
It is. It's almost like, hey, don't forget that we did American Crime Story. American Crime Story was good, right?
Yeah.
No. Go watch American Crime Story. I think this was like supposed to be so making fun of that, like, of this subgenre, like, because it just looked so.
It is very.
Yeah.
VH1, Where Are They Now? Behind the Music.
Oh, see, I was gonna go like A&E with one of those like weird like docu series and a lot of interviews and stuff. Or like,
I got a little Ancient Aliens in there too.
Yeah.
Later on.
But so it was.
We get more of our backstory from that. We get the Marcus Miner finds out that there is actually a hallucinogenic property in the marijuana, so that's how they're able to discredit that. Stephanie Holder's her lawyer, who I like that they had, you know, the female lawyer coming in, busting in, kicking some butt. So I was like, I'll give you that.
Girl power.
I'll give you that at least.
Moms for moms.
Yes, and diminished capacity is at its full effect here, obviously. She was drugged and put in a horrific situation. So she's let off from that one, but the DA, not having it. He's coming after her for Mason's murder.
Which,
because legit, yeah, we figured that would happen if they have the confession on tape of her saying it.
Right.
So her lawyer's trying to discredit that. But then we find out Flora was actually hiding in the woods and flat out saw Mom kill Dad with a rock, bashing his head in. So being a very good lawyer, Miss Holder discredits her by saying, and you were in the woods with who now?
A ghost.
That was smart.
My little ghost friend.
But didn't you see, though, that it was Lee leaning over, and it was like as if being like, ask her who she was with.
Yeah, I think it was Lee 100% was, kind of pulling the strings on that one, saying,
yeah,
you
she's
could
with a ghost.
Make my daughter sound crazy so I can be scotch-free.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Bring her down.
But then it is not very good for poor Lee to hear that her daughter felt, quote, safer with a dead girl in the woods than with her own parents.
Well, at least
and she said
Lee.
She was happier with her than she ever was with you.
If Priscilla's got some powers or stuff, I get it, you know, but I don't know.
At least she referred to the whole family. It wasn't just Lee that she didn't like. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Grandparents and the dad.
Well, I think she said the parents.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know, trying to make her feel better.
Right.
Well, we find out that in this interview, a 16-day-long trial goes by, and because as the juror says, it's a long trial, the juror says that they, quote, couldn't send a woman to jail based on ghost stories. So she's found not guilty.
Great.
Which that whole, Priscilla basically just saved her in this scenario. So I can see the later throwback.
Because the main argument that she only made that confession on tape to try and get Jether to like let her go or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't get how that would work though. Like,
I don't know.
I killed my husband. Let me go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, before. Like Jether's gonna be like, I also like murdering. We got a lot in common.
Right.
Let's hang out and we'll smoke some crazy hallucinogenic weed together and go murder.
I can't. I still want to know how did Mason get on that pinwheel thingy?
That is the thing that we never.
And something that I'm like, Lee is really strong.
Because she must have done. I mean, she obviously was setting up to make it look like one of the ghosts did it or something, but like.
But I thought
we only heard that she hit him with a rock.
Yeah,
I didn't
do anything else after.
Yeah. Well, we also, because she is stressing so much, that was on me and only me. You know, I'm wondering if maybe she had some help from
the spirits, but she didn't eat the
no, not
the
from
heart
the
yet.
Spirits, but from
who?
Shelby and
Matt,
maybe.
I think
like
so.
If after.
Because they never. I think that they would have had a confessional to say.
Yeah, that's true. They probably would have.
There's just a lot of.
I just try to think of some sort of way that it can make sense because Lee wouldn't have been able to lift his body up there by herself.
Yeah.
See, this is a point when we could have that whole UFO thing come back around that we never addressed from seasons ago.
I'd rather not, though.
I'm just saying, but something to explain this, because
we
I'm
get another
like,
asylum tie-in, and it's
I need,
just
like,
the aliens are like, oh, did you need a hand with this?
Yeah.
They just, like, set Mason there and then go
at least
away.
I have an answer. At
sure.
least.
And all right, I'm all right with it.
Cool.
I'm just saying.
Well, to get some more answers, we need a very good reporter.
Mm-hmm.
So good thing the absolute best has come out of retirement to do her beautifully introed
really
Olana
oh,
Winter special, a conversation.
My favorite,
with
Lee. My favorite thing this episode is Sarah Paulson as Lana Winters.
Yeah.
I do love Sarah Paulson as Lana Winters.
Love the weird little like facial tics she's doing through the makeup and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool. I like it a lot.
I do have to say though that Lana Winters intro, if there was
that
a
was like,
TV intro version of the butterfly filter on Snapchat, it would be that intro.
That was
like
Final Cut Pro 1. would the cheesy make your own movie intro?
iMovie.
Yeah, I was waiting for like Fabio out of to just be like,
they had to throw this thing together.
No, they had Lana Winter's money. They could have made a better intro.
True. Also, well, they have Lana Winter's money. They had Lana them, Winter's so. Security. That's all I'm gonna
right?
say.
Yeah, right. I'll give you that. But before everything goes awry, she starts to interview Lee. And we do get some, I mean, I will say, especially to what you were saying, mm-hmm. Zach, this is a really good moment just for these two actresses
for
to see
sure.
them on screen.
Yeah,
so,
it's good.
I agree.
That's why I was so bummed that the teaser that we saw last week was only that. I honestly was pretty excited for an entire episode that would kind of just be the interview.
I thought it would be a good solid 20 minutes of at this at least,
yeah.
not like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very short.
I also thought our predictions would have came.
But
we think a lot of things.
Right.
Sometimes they don't come true.
We think a lot of things. But so the big another thing that really kind of echoed, pun intended, in my mind for this was the echoing of how she keeps saying, "It's always been about Flora. Mm-hmm. It's always been about Flora." Even in the interview, you know, mm-hmm. we have the first reference we get that direct line. Later on, Lana says it in her interview. And that doesn't
what?
Really... I don't understand why this was such an emphasized thing.
Yeah.
There wasn't that much payoff for it. For just that line that's... It's, mm-hmm. was so reiterated and stressed.
We thought, maybe she was, a demon baby, you guys said, or something. She's just, stupid kid that wanted to be with a ghost.
I can't with you. I think... Go ahead.
No, you go. I think, honestly, it was maybe them still trying to salvage some... In the beginning, I think we were all pretty excited that it seemed like the basis of this season was a very, familial problem, just family and loving or hating people and that and dealing with that. And then we lost that in the middle a lot through what they were doing. Originally, we were really excited that it was, mom and daughter, husband-wife conflict. And so maybe they were just trying to bring that back by making it so much of a mom about her daughter.
It seemed like they were bookending it.
Yeah.
I almost feel like watching this season, you can almost see the writer process where you can see on the board the note cards that were there all season.
Oh, and we gotta circle back to this.
And the ones that were, filled in. Because there were, ways that it was done well, but it felt like it was as if somebody gave them puzzle pieces and said, okay, now cut these to make them fit.
Gotcha.
Instead of finding things that actually went together. It's still the same picture, but not the way that we thought it was going to look.
Yeah. I guess that's what you're saying.
Going on that note, I think, and I'm kind of skipping ahead towards, I guess, the ending. I think it goes back to what you're talking about with the echoing and bookending it and making it about Flora. It wasn't what we expected. She did all this to save her daughter, and she made the ultimate sacrifice to not with her daughter, in a sense. So I guess
which we'll dive into all of that too.
Yeah.
We'll talk a whole lot about the ending when we get to that. But before we even, there's still so much that happens.
Yeah.
That's three shows later.
Yeah,
that's all I got.
There's so many. It's crazy. So we get this great interview of them talking. We get where she's saying, "Well, you killed your son, Bloody Face."
Right.
Which
I get. They make a funny little line where Lana says, you said no to Barbara, you said no to Diane, why me? And she was like, I relate to you because we've been through hell and back, and you've killed family.
You did what you had to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which, we get the why it makes sense that we have this character returning.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I think, was done well, the execution of bringing in a character from a previous season that... It's difficult to make the mesh.
Yeah.
So this one worked.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree, though. I wish that there was more of it
instead
of having it just to be a setup for...
Because, essentially the only real moment we got out of this was them her being like, well, why are you here? And Lee, so we find out that Lee isn't at this moment doesn't have contact with Flora. And so she just says, I thought this was about to be a real acting moment and this huge speech. And she says, I love you and I'll never stop coming for you. It was bizarre to me how kind of callous she was. If this was the moment she wanted, was a moment for hopefully Flora to see her on TV and her to appeal to her and her mom.
It was a very well. It was because it was supposed to be. If that was it, then clearly that wasn't a really heartfelt thing because they find out Flora's missing and Lana thinks that Leah's taken her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, if Flora was only reported missing an hour before the interview, wouldn't Lee have already been there, like, getting her makeup done?
She was reported missing, but maybe they were looking for her, and it took a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. There is this.
Doesn't it take a few hours to report somebody missing, too?
It's supposed to be 24 hours, I think.
I thought it was 48. But still, how 48. Did that little girl get there? But I don't want to jump ahead.
Well, yeah, that's, like, weeks later, though, so that's how.
So we get, well...
But, this is basically all just a setup so that we can have the final Polk remaining family member bust in with an assault weapon.
And how did he know where to find them? That wasn't at a studio.
Yeah.
It's at a hotel. That's what it looks like.
How did he even get... I mean, if you have a national...
clearance? there's a lot. And he doesn't look like somebody who should be there.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like somebody who needs immediate medical attention.
And he's
holding
he has a giant gun.
Like an AK-47 or
maybe
something.
Maybe that's a play
like,
on what's going on with us in what's going on in the real world with people and guns. Maybe it's a play on that also. Like, we think it's common
sense. I don't think people
are
shooting people with a giant gun. I think they just shoot them with little guns.
In broad daylight, because we got the windows behind them. We know it's broad daylight. Yeah. And, like,
I'm trying to get something.
I know. I'm really...
I'm trying.
There had to have been a better way to get this turn in motivation. Like, because it's just, it just did not...
Yeah, I feel like it would have made more sense if it was at a studio where he knows where to find them.
It was just rushed and just, not thought about that well. They were just like, let's put some more drama for some
reason. If it had been, a big advertised thing and they were like, oh, it's going to be, like, a whatever. Yeah, or there was a studio audience or something. That would have...
Or maybe the turn should have been just her telling her that Flora's missing and we finally get a call back to her eating this damn heart out of Lady Gaga's hands and she goes all monster on their asses and breaks out of there to go look for Flora.
I thought that certainly was going to happen. Yeah. I thought at some point we were going to get some sort of reference.
Mm-hmm. To her probably being a part of the new witch cult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but instead it was just like, what up?
That's what I was waiting for in this episode.
Yeah. And then nothing comes of it.
Yeah, I thought the Polk guy was going to shoot her and she was just going to be like, I'm okay. Because I'm a monster, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I thought that was, like, truly going to be the climax of this episode. Mm-hmm. The impetus was that, like, she's not someone to mess with anymore.
Yeah, she's like the butcher. Yeah.
Instead, the Polk guy just gets shot by the cop, and then it's sent to technical difficulties.
Well, he knocked out Lana first.
Yeah, he did KO Lana hard. Lady.
Also, Lana's a badass. She was standing in front of Lee, being like, no, don't shoot her. And Lee was like...
She was, like, behind her. She was like, oh, no.
I did like that we've been talking about what a badass Lee is, and then Lana busts in and is like, I am old, and I do not care, and I will say what I need to say until I get knocked out, and then it's up to you guys. Before we get anything else from them, we just get technical difficulties, and then, boom, brand new show. Come back from commercial. Every time there was a commercial break, it was a brand new show. If you were flipping through channels...
You honestly probably thought you didn't know what was going on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would think that something was wrong with my television.
Yeah.
But instead, it was just the November 18th episode of Spirit Chasers.
Oh.
That intro.
Oh.
them appearing...
Again, it's obviously just it's a parody
Hunters,
of the real shows that exist like this. But didn't we like just do this with
Thaisa
last episode and stuff?
But I think that's like this whole season two has been all of these horror movie references, and we've had like consistently classic horror movie or new horror movie or slasher or thriller, and this is like also there's a lot of stuff on TV.
Right.
I'm like, well, what does this have to do with anything? Like, this is not, like, it's a Ghost Hunters show, which is less...
Right.
Kind of...
Well, I mean, I can get why the Ghost Hunters would go there. It makes sense.
But also,
The delivery just didn't work for me.
The only thing is, though, it's, like, now at this point in this world that, like, everyone... Like, as we found out from Scottish Girl in her YouTube video, everyone knows that everyone actually got murdered there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they coming back? Why are they using wire cutters to come back? And if you are Ashley Gilbert, who played Cricket, Why are you going with these crazy men who are saying, we don't have permission to be here. We're using wire cutters to break
money.
In.
Money. Exactly.
They gave him that, like, that bitter line when he was like, I wasn't invited back and I'm pissed about it. And we're just like, okay, well, die.
Yeah.
But he said, like, fortunately, it was a good thing or something. Yeah. And it's like, well, you're back there now by your own choice.
Why are you going back
with
during the blood
less,
moon?
With less security than you
with
would
idiots.
Have.
Money.
Yep.
Publicity. Ego. That just every time they have the actors, it's always just, I'm like, okay, we get it, writers. You don't like actors. Yeah. Like,
I guess, yeah, that's something we can take away from this season
for
sure.
I feel like they're poking fun at us a lot. That's what I feel.
Yeah. I feel like it's a lot. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm watching skits from SNL where you can tell, like, they're just digging at the people who have to say the lines.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah,
that's like, very true because, yeah, there's the. The way that they crafted with, and then what was Cuba Gooding's actual character's name? Who played Matt?
Oh
my gosh, I just blanked because
I know there's so many. Now there's so many versions of these people, of these characters.
We didn't
I
get them long enough to like connect, have a connection. Yeah.
Anyway, then in the panel in the beginning of the episode when he was like, "What about me?" and just like wanted to get people like cheering for him.
Yeah. It's just consistent, but I mean, I was glad to see Cricket again.
Yeah.
So even though it was
very short,
very very short lived, literally
again,
died pretty quickly and not in a fun way.
No.
Once again,
at least he wasn't disemboweled.
Yeah.
At least he was trying to stick up for himself. I guess I don't
know.
Yeah.
He was like, maybe it actually works.
Thought it was gonna work.
Jumped in front of pig man, yelled Croatoan.
In like how many? Chapters has it been since we heard the word Croatoan?
Yeah. When he does that spell, like, in the first place, I think.
Yeah. And then...
And then it had no significance after that.
Yeah, and then we heard it again.
Yeah. So, there was just a lot of things that were just setups to then...
Nothing.
There was no follow-through.
Yeah.
No closure.
And then they start getting their little creepy moments before the pig man shows up, or the stereotypical, like, the sheet flies off the bed, the doors all slam, and they're like, oh, it's creepy. And then Lee shows up, because she's looking for Flora, and they freak out, but they're excited that Lee has shown up.
Right.
I thought she was possessed.
I was really stoked.
I was like, finally.
I thought you were about to get, like,
Sasquatch, or Gaffage.
Well, no, but like, or like a, what am I thinking of? Carrie kind of a moment. Like a full blown, like, raising fire from nothing.
That
and like,
would be awesome.
But no.
A lot of our ideas were awesome.
For consult this. Us for season 7.
Yeah. Just in case you need,
we had some good ones.
If you need some help.
So then she shows up, and this is now we know we're getting more of the time frame, because she says that she's been looking for Flora for weeks.
Weeks
And
now.
This is the last place she needs to look.
Yeah, she's showing up because... And then she sees that Priscilla's bonnet is there that Ashley has found. Mm-hmm. And, she, you know, she makes a connection. She's like, Priscilla has taken her from me before. She's coming back. But if she's had weeks, couldn't she have come back and looked for her weeks ago instead of during the blood... Also, how many blood moons are they having?
This is the other thing.
That's a lot of blood moons going down.
I'm going to always make this point. I got to look that up to see. Because did we know it was the blood moon this show until the very last frame of the actual episode?
Yes, they did say it during it. They said not only are we here with no permission, we're here during the blood moon.
I'm
not going to, because I didn't particularly love the last two episodes enough, but I would want to watch these back and try and figure out the timeline of then what. So was it a full year ago then when the other kids were there during the blood moon also?
That's what I'm thinking, is it's like 1 year to the day.
Yeah.
This timeline is sketchy AF.
So is I guess, you know, court stuff takes a while.
Bloody face, bloody moon, there's a lot of bloodiness going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real bloody situation.
That I didn't think about that. That's a good point. Logistically, Lee would have gone there not during the blood moon, as she knows better.
Yeah, like, if she's had weeks, it's like, okay, well, fine. But I do like that she says what we were all thinking, which is, you stupid, what, you deserve to die.
Good.
Because you have chosen to come here during a blood moon to film another stupid show.
Yeah.
When you saw how this went down.
Spirit catchers don't quit, though, you know?
Yep.
Oh, goodies never say die.
Dummy.
We don't run, we chase.
Yeah, well, didn't work out for them when the chins first show up on their thermal cam, the audio file of Priscilla,
It was a real downward slope from there.
First,
it was essentially like a montage. Dies,
then the Chin daughter takes Dave, which that was like a weird. Did anybody else feel like it felt like the little animatronic spiders? It felt very much like an animatronic spider. Like, I was like, okay.
Or like a cartoon when spiders. It comes down and just...
Well, it was like the vacant stare. Like, I was like, is that an actor or is that like a doll? I don't know. It was creepy. But then Bob sees the twins, runs away, and the butcher butches poor Tracy.
What, she just stopped Tracy? To, like, look or something? Like, did you see that? Think, and then, like, all of a sudden the butcher just killed her?
I don't...
I thought she was running towards
or she was, like, in a trance? I don't know.
Yeah, I think she just... We saw the cameraman just kind of turned and saw her standing there, and she turns and the butcher gets her. I did really like the way that this was shot, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, there were a couple of shots that were, like, awesome, cool.
The bow and arrows were cool.
When they
very
had the
unexpected.
Blood moon down to...
And then they did, like,
down.
Almost like they... They must have, like, flipped a Steadicam, like, on the actual guy who was...
The camera guy.
And then saw him falling. I mean, the cinematography this episode was pretty bomb.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
When the action was happening.
And then that leads to a 14-hour-long standoff, which we get via news. So which we're, I mean, spirit chasers, I'm like, so do they go back and get the footage? And
well,
then
they said, no, remember they before said, that segment, they said, based on the surviving castmates' approval, we air this footage.
Who survived? That's what I was wondering, is I was like,
everyone that's like a joke, maybe. Like,
oh, it's like a joke?
Based on the survive, there's none of them, so we don't need their permission. You know?
That could be.
But also, why didn't Lee leave... I guess she didn't want to leave at night because of the spirits or whatever. Is that why? Why did she stay there? Like, why?
Because Flora was refusing to leave. But I'm like, Flora's a little girl.
Pick her up.
Literally.
And run out the door for 14
hours.
Grab
the damn girl.
I'm like, I would not go 14 minutes before I was like, listen, little girl.
I mean, I think
you have caused a lot of drama. Look, all these people who have died.
Right.
You can't play with your little dead friend in the woods all the time.
I think the main argument is then that she would take her out, and Flora would just refuse to like live with her the rest of her life or something.
And Flora
would
run back
upset. But like,
yeah,
it's better than
like let the courts figure it out rather than sacrifice yourself to like death.
Yeah.
So, okay, the police officer officers that got killed with the ghost chasers people, like, were there more police officers that came right away, or did it happen the next day? Because I'm trying to understand if it's during the blood moon.
I'm gonna assume that when they broke in, they tripped some security thing, and that's why the first fleet came, and then it would be probably a thing of like it just more would come to check and what the hell is going
but
on.
But wouldn't have the butcher and her people's been out on the blood moon and killed them too? Why
maybe
were
they
waiting?
I'm thinking it's because like that was near the end of the night. Like if it's a 14-hour standoff, like this is now becoming near the end of the next day.
I get it. I'm thinking
and we see that the sun's about to go down.
So that long for the other police officers to come?
I don't know.
I'm thinking maybe like it's just that it was near the end. Like the police officers came like an hour later, but by that point the sun was starting to come up, and unless it's like nighttime. By that point, they'd already kind of gotten their fill. They killed all of these idiots.
But they could kill during the day because they killed the...
Yeah.
Well, that's an issue we've had the whole season.
Yeah.
The day versus night thing makes
too many holes for me.
Yeah. I do like how they were able to bring back, you know, the William Van Henderson character for his interview. How we had the...
Oh, the professor?
Yeah, the original, the professor. We were wondering if we were going to ever see him again. So they were able to bring... But then they just brought him in.
To do another actor dig, which is
the same gag over and over and over again, which is...
Let me be as self-centered as possible.
So there's been a lot of questions about this, but I have a lot of conflicting reports, but I have the email chain.
At least he made the right choice by not going, though. If he was...
He was not invited. I think that's what we're supposed to assume.
Yeah.
Is that he wasn't.
And that he's pretending like he was.
Because he wants to seem more cool. Because he's an actor, and that's what actors do. They only care about themselves and their money and their fame.
Attention.
But at least we get, like, the really good Lana line where we have her, you know, resting in bed where she's saying both Lee and herself have the capacity or the curse to have the singularity of thought, the whole a dog with a bone. This is when we get the echo, though.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's always about Flora. It's mm-hmm. always been about Flora.
It's always about Flora.
And it was right then that I was thinking, oh, okay, so Flora's going to be the demon baby, that there has to be some sort of something, reason for. Nope.
She's just a dumb kid.
Nope.
That's what I, just annoyed me that she's like, yeah, Mom, kill yourself so I can be happy.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't, technically, she didn't suggest it. She was going to kill herself.
Yeah, but.
But her mom wanted
why
to.
Why agree to that? Like, why do you want to die?
She's like, what, 12?
Dude, the money Lee has at this point, like, offer to buy her something dope and, like, be like, ta-da. Yeah.
Like most other parents these days.
Yeah, and then.
Why don't we go find you some living friends that aren't going to make you eat berries in the woods
and we'll
until
go get
they
some
kill
ice cream
you.
And pizza, and just then, like, we'll eventually be okay.
Set up a video. Cam at that house so they could talk via video chat.
Yep.
Be like, hey, Priscilla, how's it going?
She didn't get me yet.
I like the video chat.
Yeah. Because she doesn't. That's what her voice sounded like when they recorded it, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. They just bring that tape and just play it and be like, I got you a bonnet. I got you this tape. I got you some berries. Let's play.
That's all she needs.
Stay in the town.
Berries and cream.
I had to.
I mean, there have been so many pop culture references. Why not throw a commercial in there?
Yep.
That was the only thing that this was missing. I mean, it had an entire, like...
Right.
TVs, movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It had all everything that you
and
get
like,
flipping through channels.
You know, I feel like I'm just in a moment of, like, God, I wish so many of the predictions we made came true. Like, I wish this would end up being, like, Lee's book and, like, the chapters were, you know, like, all these other
things. It would have been really cool. It was all...
Yeah.
This is one of the very few times that I feel like our fan fiction was almost more accurate to the American Horror Story brand than what they actually did.
Yeah.
I wanted Lee to be the person to bring Lady Gaga's spirit to the world, to the masses. Yeah.
We got nothing with that. What was the point?
I think, if anything, that's probably my major oversight at the moment. Because it's just like, that was such... It's the word? Like something that's the fire starter of this entire season Lady Gaga's character making the butcher happen, which made all of this happen. And
the
it's
whole
this huge
impetus.
Yeah, it's this huge domino effect, and then you have it rebirth. And then you have it rebirth in Lee in episode 9 when you have 10 episodes in a season, and then it
give us this cliffhanger to live for the next.
But yeah,
year.
So it's like is.
And how are we supposed to know that she's like the original Supreme or whatever? Just because we read it in an article. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, how come it's not shown in the show?
I don't think that it's yet.
It's kind of like...
Oh, so there's going to be another.
I think they tend to, like, spell things out in later seasons.
Okay.
When they want it to be a direct reference. I think.
They had that little scene where she explains how she gets her powers from the old world and the new world. We never got an understanding of, but if you came from the new world, how did you know anything about witchcraft? Because you were, like, some stowaway maid or something. So they kind of hint to it.
Just saying that she's a witch, though, not, like, the OG Supreme.
But remember, she came with the colonizers, so she was a part of, like, the first peoples to get there.
I just really thought then, even if we follow with this, like, Lee sacrifices herself so Flora will leave, I can't believe there wasn't some, like, scene that was even, like, you guys were talking about the Freddy and Jason wink at the end, where it's just, like, I'm not really dead.
Yeah.
Because I'm a badass... MF and I can't die anymore because I ate a heart out of Lady Gaga's hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It didn't make sense that never came back, and that her solution, if it was, quote, always about Flora, then why is she like, oh, you know, I just really want to be a mom to somebody. Priscilla needs a mom too. I didn't even think about it. I'll just be Priscilla's mom.
I think it really is supposed to be grandparents. It's supposed to be so, quote-unquote, sentimental that she sacrificed herself for Flora.
Which,
but, like...
Yeah. No.
But at that point, I'm like, you are her mom. Just lock her up and be like, you can't go back there.
No, you can't have another bar until you come home.
Yeah. And kind of going back to that, where was the hostage negotiator? We never heard the hostage negotiator.
Yeah. And the
standoff, would it really be that dramatic and big for a mom and a daughter in a house? Like,
Lee is a big deal, I guess.
Yeah, but we didn't hear them talking on the loudspeaker or anything to say, hey, come out. Yeah.
Like, remove one of the TV shows we were forced to watch earlier and give us more understanding of what's going on came to be.
Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like, just assume that because Lee is famous for Flora. Well, I mean, everybody did just see a live I mean, this is a big deal because on air live, somebody with an assault rifle just killed all of these people.
But we don't even know how anyone knew that Lee and Fleur were in there in the first place.
But I guess that wasn't even just live because that was weeks ago. That was weeks previous. Yeah. So, like,
but I bet they've been looking for both of them for weeks.
And figured they were at the house.
I bet Lee was also missing.
So
right
we
after
shouldn't
that.
Be playing Scooby-Doo gang right now.
Yeah, it should just be
this
out
shouldn't
there.
Be happening. Right. This should have been explained.
I don't need to know that Bob and Dave think that their thermal gear is totally awesome. I need to know why these people are here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did enjoy the line when she said, like, your little frat face your frat face will tend to get torn off in this house.
Yeah.
That was a fun line. That was good. Did like that.
So, why is Priscilla's power still better than Lady Gaga's? Because if Lady Gaga let her eat the pig's heart and, you know, she got all...
I don't think that it's better than Lady Gaga's. I think it's just because she's a child. She, like, Flora just bonded with her and it's like, Flora, I guess...
Flora was a bastard. She never had
She can successfully
parents.
Hide in the ghost world, apparently. So, like...
It makes me feel
so
like
she
that.
Still can be safe from all the other ghost shenanigans, I guess. I don't, it's weird.
Maybe that heart that Gaga gave her had like an expiration date. Maybe it's just like a, like that.
It's very temporary.
Like the fairy godmother thing. Like this
She's
only
like
lasts tonight.
Till midnight?
Yeah.
But she didn't it's lose just... a glass slipper.
She almost lost her daughter.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Yeah. She did.
We tried.
Kinda,
in this one. We tried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who didn't?
At least someone did, yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's how the whole season ends. Six. Is with we see that Flora walks out as the house explodes. They burn the whole thing to the ground. Lee is shot by Priscilla. She shows Priscilla how to shoot her.
Uh-huh.
Which was that even really necessary when the house then explodes and kills?
I guess Lee literally could have just stood at the oven and shot the oven. You know?
Yeah.
And then it would just...
But, sure.
But, so shooting Lee blew up the house?
Yeah, did you see? Yeah. They had, like, they had a little FX thing that was supposed to be, like, the gas leaking. They obviously sat in the kitchen for a while, like, with everything on.
Mm-hmm.
So the combustion from the gun.
Well, maybe Priscilla had to kill her for her to... Because remember, she's supposed to be killed
by... Priscilla.
Yeah.
One of the ghosts has to do it, because that's what Flora was saying, was she just get one of the other ones to do it if Priscilla didn't kill her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But, another rule to jot down in the rule.
Yeah. A rule that doesn't come back around, so I don't know.
Which, with all these killers, if that was the premise this whole time,
where are
was
they?
That Flora was just like, I've been waiting weeks to get killed. Like, how come the chins weren't like...
And also, God, I hate nitpicking, but it's really just motivating me to... Lee just pops up immediately after being shot, but we have all these other people murdered. We have never seen a single ghost of anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weeks and weeks later.
I think we just saw what Flora saw in that case. Like, we just, because she sees Priscilla all the time. So I guess she sees her mom.
Now she sees
she's aware
Priscilla
of them?
With her mom. So she's always seen Priscilla, but now Priscilla isn't alone.
Okay, sure.
I can give them that. That one, I'm like, I can give you that one. Yeah. There's a lot that I cannot give you, but that last shot, I'm like, I can give you that. But then,
I don't like it,
now
though.
We have what you were saying, Michelle. Like, now it's nighttime.
And they're
and we
coming
see the
back
villagers
down to
coming
the
back to just
officers.
Slaughter everybody else. Well, is Flora gone now, or is she just about to die, too? But off property, so then Lee is stuck forever with somebody else's
no,
kid.
No, I mean, she's still down. I mean, the way they made it seems like everyone's literally just still down there, so.
Yeah.
What's gonna go? What's gonna happen?
I'll never know.
I don't know today.
Okay.
Guys, let's play this game. Favorite and least favorite season so far of American Horror Story.
Oh, I like that. That's how we started this season. That's a good way to end it. Has this season swayed anybody's...
Not for me.
I liked it a lot until this episode. Like, it kept my attention.
Right.
And a lot of the most recent seasons haven't. I stopped watching.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give it that. But I don't know. I don't know if I have a...
See, my least favorite is what you're alluding to, is Freak Show, because I genuinely faded out about 8 episodes in and didn't finish the season.
Me neither.
Because it just
Freak
lost
Show
me.
Lost focus fast.
Yeah.
It got good when Neil Patrick Harris came in. But
which, again, introducing a new main character like 3/4 into the season. Favorite, though, is still Murder House. It just is. It's the most... Yeah.
I say Murder House and Coven, I think...
Coven's like, I can't compare, though, because genuinely I look at Coven as more of a comedy, but I love it.
I love
it.
It
just didn't scare me as much. I just loved the writing.
I just don't like the different reasons. End, too. It annoys me.
The very last episode was rough, but other than that, it was a great season, I think. Other than
Coven
that.
Was my favorite, and I have to say Hotel was my least.
Really? I loved the visuals of Hotel.
Yeah. Well,
and the music I liked.
For Hotel, it was just Lady Gaga's entire wardrobe was everything. That's all I watched it for.
Right. It was a 14-hour music video. That was a great one.
I would be in that music video.
Yeah, this one will probably be in my my bottom three. Because, like you were saying, there were episodes that I was like, oh my gosh.
Right.
But then, in between, it was like... Okay,
but I also didn't care about the characters that much. You know?
This one I didn't really care about the characters.
And I think that's kind of because of what I was trying to talk about earlier, is the way they intentionally flipped the script so much on us and the format we were watching it. It never let us like settle into rooting for anyone or connecting, or it made it more of an attention-grabbing season. Yeah. So we kept wanting to watch because it kept constantly changing. But ultimately, it didn't now we're at a finale and we feel like zero payoff.
Yeah. It had a lot of style and then kind of ran out of substance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then try to just make up for one with the other, I felt. Yeah. But overall, I mean, I liked the first half of it a lot.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
It had some great acting moments.
True.
I liked, like, three or four episodes.
I think Sarah Paulson and I always...
Vivica A. Fox?
No.
No, not Vivica. What's her name?
Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett.
I saved it.
Angela Bassett, and who actually plays actually?
I
always forget her name. I'm terrible with it.
Oh, really? Aida. I could spell her name. A-I-D-A. And I can't remember her last name on the top of my head.
Aida.
Anyway, those three, I think they still... deserve some acting attention come award season because they had some good stuff. Yeah.
I could definitely see some awards coming out of this.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Also, like, probably, like, makeup and special effects and stuff. There's a lot this season.
Yeah, that I could say for it. Not... Okay.
Well, I think all the good actresses, aside from the main Lee, I think all the other ones I wanted to see more of, like, Angela Bassett and the Mama. Like the...
Oh, Pulp Mama?
Yeah.
She was really good.
But, yeah.
Was there any sort of key moments that you guys think, like, hey, this is going to be something that's going to stick in American Horror Story canon that people are going to remember from this season? What do you think are the standout moments?
Ooh.
Standout moments.
I don't know if there was a big one.
Because there was still so many questions, that's why I can't really say if there were standout moments. Because usually we could see in past episodes... They have something we could see how it plays out in another episode or another season. But this one, it's kind of like, I guess it'll just have to be Lee eating the pig's heart.
If that comes to more fruition later. But like, as far as me, just like what I'm going to remember from the season's most, honestly, it's probably going to be a lot of the murders because they were the more gory, in-your-face stuff we've seen in a while on the show, which I love. Yeah.
Very hostile.
Poor Cricket and the disembowelment. I'm never going to get that image out of my head.
And the two kids that got impaled.
Yeah. Ooh, that was bad, too.
That was rough.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, I'm excited to see how all of this ties in next season.
Right.
We have a long way to go until then, but until then, where can we find more from you guys?
Guys, tweet at me about everything from scary stuff to puppies. Zach Kelch. Bye.
Hey, guys. Hit me up on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV, and I'd like to hear your feedback on this season and what's coming up next.
Hey, I'm Kelly McInerney. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HollyWeirdo. What they all said.
And I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. And you can also find me here on AfterBuzz TV hosting the Teen Wolf after show started this week. So, hit us all up. Ooh. We want to hear more from you guys. And hopefully we'll see you next season. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.